The safe and sound B-Grow ClickTight car seat from Britax grows with your child from 6 months up to 8 years with advanced side impact cushion technology and installation that's fast, easy and secure. The B-Grow ClickTight car seat, britax.com.au.
Now, I was mentioning about this Sydney restaurant and they've come up with a menu and it's designed to help you sleep better. It is seven courses. It's a seven-course sleep gustation menu, and it includes sleep-inducing ingredients. That's what the restaurant says. So it includes healthy fat fish, fluffy potatoes, and cherries. Cherries. I wasn't sure about the cherries. There is a whole long list of things. It goes with it's at a restaurant that is connected to something called the Sleep Hotel, which is also another interesting concept. But we wanted to talk to someone to tell us, are there foods that we can eat that will help us sleep better? And joining me today is Deb Herdman, sleep expert and founder of NightNight.com. G'day, Deb.
Hello, Julianne. Lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Now, I thought one of the rules, I don't know, you'll have to tell me if I've got this wrong, was that you're not really meant to sleep, you're not meant to eat too early before you go to bed. There's meant to be a gap between when you eat and sleep. I thought that was the only thing you had to worry about. But are there foods that will actually help you get to sleep?
Well, there are foods, yep, that can help sleep. And foods that are rich in an enzyme called tryptophan is one of the things that helps regulate or produce a little more melatonin. Some of the foods like whole milks and tuna and eggs and turkey and chicken, oh gosh, there's quite a few, cheese and nuts and seeds can all help. I thought the seven courses might be a bit of a concern though.
Yeah, it feels like you're falling asleep because you've eaten so much food and your body's sort of needs time to digest it, can't do anything else. I don't know. But one of the services, so it starts with an entree that includes, so it's a scallop ceviche, and it says sleep-inducing ingredients is a scallop. Does scallops make us sleepy?
Well, I know salmon does. I haven't heard about scallops, but those ones that are, you know, rich in those lovely omega-3 oils.
And the other thing that I raised my eyebrows at was cherries. I feel like cherries for me is Christmas. We have boxes of them around Christmas time, and I've never really felt sleepy at Christmas time. Goodness.
Yeah, look, they actually do contain levels of melatonin. I think, though, like anything, if you eat too much of anything to get maybe the right effect that you want, you're going to then have a tummy ache.
Yeah, that's probably what it's going to do. So, Deb Herdman, given that you're a sleep expert, should we be concentrating on what we're having for our final meal of the day to help us have a better night's sleep? Do we need to worry about it?
Look, I think the biggest thing is overeating. Most certainly, if you're going to be eating a lot of rich food at night, having too big a meal, when you're sleeping, your gut's not really doing any work. It's trying to sleep too. So that food's going to sit in your stomach for a lot longer and make you feel pretty uncomfortable. Actually, I did that on Sunday. I overate quite a high carb meal, and I did not have a very good sleep last night. My tummy was not happy.
Okay. And so if we sort of have a bit of a restless night's sleep, should we then start thinking about what did we actually have for dinner and did we eat too much? Do we sometimes put it down to other things and we don't really necessarily think about the food that we're eating?
Yeah, look, I think everybody that has bad sleep, they need to, you know, really pay attention to what they do with their bodies, as far as all sorts of things, temperature, exercise, light, no light. What habits they do that can make them feel wide awake when they really want to be winding down and going to sleep, and really paying attention to what goes in their mouth, whether there's spicy foods that upset their tummy during the night. If you've got some awareness of what you're doing, then that's one step towards helping you get the problem sorted.
And is there a rule between when your last meal should be before you think about going to sleep?
There's not really any rule, no. It's just don't overeat.
Okay, so you could just have your dinner and then half an hour later go to bed. I've seen a lot of chatter around that you shouldn't eat 3 hours before you're thinking about going to bed. It's a big gap.
Look, it is a gap, and I think sometimes you need to play around to see what works for you rather than having a set rule around something.
Okay.
But certainly if you go to bed on a full stomach and then your digestion's going to go to sleep, That food's going to sit in your stomach for longer and not digest, and that's going to make you feel uncomfortable. And also, if you overeat, then you're not going to be burning off those calories. You're going to put on weight. You know, that food then becomes stored as fat, and that can increase your chance of having sleep apnea if you've got too much weight on board.
All right. Now, Deb Herdman, one final question before I let you go. You do a lot of work helping people with their sleep. What is the one most common problem that you see, or something that most of us are doing that if we could just correct, we may just sleep better and have a better time?
Look, I think falling asleep is for a lot of people a problem, that they just can't get some sleep. But one of the easiest things that is every sleep scientist knows is that when you get up in the morning, getting a good amount of early light before lunch is one of the things that helps keep the circadian rhythm on track. Very easy thing to do, and very effective at maintaining sleep.
All right. Thank you very much, Deb Herdman, sleep expert and founder of NineEye.com. Are there certain foods that you eat that you think help you sleep? Or maybe you're like Gary Adsett and you know that Mexican, when you do Mexican, you're probably not going to sleep that well, but you love it anyway. What tricks do you use to help you get to sleep at night? 1-333-882. And we were also chatting about whether you do substitutions at restaurants. There's a Canadian restaurant that is saying no to substitutions. Whatever they're putting out of the kitchen, that is how the meal will come. Mary has texted in to say, I've never expected to order anything different, but I don't expect to be charged $5 extra to leave an egg out of a burger. Wow. Okay, Mary. Okay, so if you've asked for a substitution and then the restaurant charges you for that, even though you're getting less food in the product, Mary, I reckon that's probably the deterrent tax. Please don't ask for any substitutions. Keen for your stories, though, on when you've substituted your food and if you go and dine with someone who does. And are there any Perth restaurants that say nope, no, no, no? 1-333-882.
The safe and sound B Compact iFix car seat with added safety features like advanced side impact cushion technology, plus iFix installation system is designed to fit your life. Protecting what matters most. Britax.com.au.
Multiply the excitement this autumn carnival with a Ladbrokes Same Race Multi. Combine runners from the same race to get even greater odds, plus get more flexibility with Same Race Multi combos and leading coverage on more races than ever before. Ladbroke it with a Same Race Multi. T's and C's apply. See Ladbrokes.com.au for details. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.